This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Stage Studio to great radio stations all across the country. And that also includes on the internet and in the Caribbean and around the world via the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, our rear room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people that are working right now helping to keep the coronavirus in check. And let's not forget to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks too, working the oil rigs all across Alaska and all around the country and around the world. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, folks, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, click on the like button, and then jump in the chat room right there, and you can converse with us as we are talking. Now, I have the honor and the privilege of having an old friend of mine coming on the radio show tonight, and we haven't talked to him in a while because he was busy mending up and all that stuff after all the things that happened to him. But I got my good friend Eddie Floyd from America Matters Media. Hello, Eddie.
Hello, Captain. That's so great to be back on your show, and you said it right. I was mending up from a couple operations.
Yeah, and that unfortunate accident you had, boy, that was a killer there, almost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it did. It damaged my vocal cords for a while, and I'm barely getting over that right now. But I've got to share with you, that was nothing compared to the total knee replacement I had to undergo. But I'll tell you, let's let you and I get together and do like I always remember you started off the show.
With the pledge, and here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
Of the United States of America, and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice for all. Under God. And we do that because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let anybody forget that. Now, Eddie, we are sitting here, and we are watching the fundamental transformation of America right in front of our eyes. They've been trying to do this since the 1960s, and I'm going to go back in time. I'm going to date both of us because we remember the 60s, we remember the 70s, and what we were the most concerned about in the 60s was whether or not we were going to get drafted and get shipped off to Vietnam as a grunt with a rifle in our hands, right?
You better believe it. And I'll tell you what, there's a big difference between you and I in our late teens worrying about getting killed in Vietnam compared to the kids today, that all they have to worry about is when's going to be the next riot and Facebook jail. Can you believe that?
Well, listen to this one. The protesters tonight got word out through the media that they were very concerned because they're being kept in overcrowded pens in New York, and they're afraid they're going to get the coronavirus because they're inside the cramped holding cells. Come on, give me a break.
I'm telling you. You know what? It's so amazing. A good friend of yours and mine, I remember when all this rioting took place over several other incidents that took place here in America, and I remember talking to a friend of yours and mine, Kevin Jackson.
Yep.
And I was telling him, what's the looting like? He said, Eddie, they have stole everything in the town except work boots. Now, what does that tell you?
They didn't want to work. Okay? They didn't want to work. All right.
That's
now,
it.
Now, there's lots of similarities in the violence going on right now and what was going on in the 60s and 70s. Do you remember a group called the Weather Underground?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I was writing articles on them at the Gainesville newspaper, you know, at University of Florida, because I've got to share with you right now, I'm seeing so many frightening things take place that sometimes I have to scratch my head and say, and I actually posted on Facebook and other social media tonight that, hey, this is worth considering. Are we at war? You know, are we at war right now?
We are.
And if so, and if so, what is our government? And I'm talking about left or right. It doesn't matter. I'm not picking on either side of the aisle. I'm telling you right now that those who have the power are forcing some things on the people and taking away freedoms that really, quite frankly, Matt, scare the hell out of me.
Well, the leaders of the movement, the Weather Underground, started out college professors Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn. Now, they've both since retired. But the fact of the matter is they brought along people like, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, and many others who came to power in the Democratic Party, and they still have influence on the party today. And tearing down American society to include the police, the religion, our fundamental values, is all exactly what they were trying to do. They were trying to get rid of the church. They were trying to get rid of the police. They were trying to get rid of authority. They were trying to get rid of everything. And here we are, right back where we were in the 60s, all over again.
You better believe it, Matt. And I'll tell you another thing since you touched on it right now. I cannot believe that our former president, Barack Obama, had Bill Ayers as a counselor to him, an advisor to him, when it's my opinion based on facts, not just an opinion.
The bomber.
But it is my opinion. It's my opinion that he is guilty of, if nothing else, manslaughter, because it was absolutely contrived by that group, period, and there were people who lost their lives. And it's as simple as that, and they're still doing it today. And you know, Barack Obama was so, now this is an opinion, and it has nothing to do with left or right. It has to do with the way they conducted themselves while in office.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the ex-president of the United States that, in my opinion, was so bad. And don't take my word for it. Even Kenya was trying to say he was born in Hawaii. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can. And we're going to be headed to a break right now because I can hear the music coming up in my ear. So hold that thought and stay right there, Eddie. Okay, I'll be right back, folks, with Eddie Floyd from America Matters Media. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the Weather Underground. And I'm going to tell you some of the things they did in the 60s and 70s and then see if there's any similarities to what's going on here today. You're going to be astounded by what I'm going to tell you. You can't take it to the bank. It's plain, simple, and in black and white for anybody that wants to go do the research. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Yes, it is, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my very good friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking religiously for the last 4 years. If you're suffering from arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, if you've got knee pain, if you've got ankle pain, foot pain in general, and maybe from the job or the activity you lead, you've got muscle aches or pain, this product is all natural and it will work for you. Now, the way to start it is with the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. It only costs $19.95. And you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There's a little video on there where you can see the father-son team that own Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. They'll tell you all about what's in it, how it works, and then you get an opportunity to order the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Now, I'll have a couple of packets with me when I go over to the gun show today in Largo, so if you want to see what it looks like up close and personal, I'll have some with me. But relieffactor.com/captain is the website. Go there and check them out. And all you got to lose is pain. All right, back to our good friend Eddie Floyd from America Matters Media. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Matt. I'll tell you, I'm so excited to be back on the air. How many years did you and I do this once a week?
8 or 9 years.
Amen, brother. Amen. 8 or 9 years religiously, and I loved every time I got on the air with the captain, because I'll tell you, if I wasn't able to tell my opinion, I was certainly taking notes with your opinion, my friend.
Birds of a feather, my friend, birds of a feather. We've been through a lot together, and we grew up in a time, and that's what we're going to talk about again. Now, first of all, you wanted to make reference to what the media is doing, trying to chop up and change the meaning of what Thomas Jefferson had to say.
You know, that's what's amazing to me, because right now the media is dividing this nation like it's never been polarized
right.
before. There's so much hatred. There's either, if you post anything on social media, if you have an opinion, you are either loved or hated. There's no middle ground, uh-huh. period. Uh-huh. And the thing that concerns me the most is that when you see things that are taking place now, like the riot,
yeah.
and then who does that bring into play? That brings in people like the Reverend,
yeah.
Al Sharpton. Are you kidding me? To call him a Reverend
yeah.
is like calling and Jeffrey Dahmer, a chef.
I know. Tawana Brawley. I still remember that nonsense.
Yeah, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, Matt, I'm so concerned about the media and what they're doing to us
yeah.
because, like I said, it's either love or hate, and we are so polarized right now. It's amazing. As a matter of fact, we're being polarized right now with this COVID-19, in my opinion. But you said, and I agree with you, this all started back in the 60s with the, you know, the weathermen.
Well, let's start with this one. The Weather Underground organization was probably the most famous of all the American radical groups committed to political violence in the 60s and 70s. They started in the summer of 1970 when the FBI wanted posters featuring images of Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn, and a dozen others were hung prominently in every post office in the United States, and it continued for the better part of a decade. Now, some of their operations were spectacular. You talk about firebombs? How about the firebombing of the Capitol building in March of 1971? How about the bombing of the Pentagon with another Molotov cocktail, May of 72? The bombing of the State Department in January of 75? And moreover, the weathermen were determined revolutionaries, not kids out in a lark. They consistently proclaimed their desire to destroy the very system the FBI was sworn to defend. And I'll tell you what, they were on the most wanted list. The FBI believed there were as many as 1,000 Weathermen underground guerrillas at large in the United States, and they never got all of them. Now, a lot of those kids, younger people, grew up, and by the way, they were college students. And the similarity, oh, yeah. and the similarity is the people you see on the street, the people you see leading the stuff on the street, the ones you see busting the windows and doing the writing, a lot of them are white.
Oh, no, I'd say the majority of the films that I've seen, with one exception, okay, Philadelphia, unfortunately, did have a majority of blacks mm-hmm. that were involved in the riots, but every other place, including Reno, Nevada, by the way,
yeah.
I saw the majority of whites involved, okay, and that's the other thing that I hate saying, because I'm sick and tired of the media. The media goes out of their way to polarize us in color. You know, in other words, it's not one man killed another man. It's a white man killed a black man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, or a black man killed a white man. What about white men killing white men? What
yeah.
about black men killing black men?
Yeah.
The bottom line is there needs to be no polarization
yeah.
because all you're yeah. doing is dividing our country and making people like Al Sharpton rich.
Yep, and folks, we're talking to Eddie Floyd from America Matters Media, an old friend, back on the program again. Very happy to have him. Now, think about this, folks. Let's think about how we got to where we're at right now. How about if we go out and we just scare people with a virus and we emphasize it and overemphasize it and just throw it at you, and they tried to intentionally scare the bejesus out of everybody around the world, especially here in America, by putting you in quarantine. That counted the number of dead every opportunity to get. Oh, we got 110,000 people dead. The only problem is, Eddie, a lot of these people that died, they never gave them an autopsy. They just said, well, they died because of COVID.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they got the medical people involved and the insurance companies got higher, if you will, monies for saying that it was COVID-19.
16,000 and 26,000, yes. respectfully. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you believe that? In other words, what are we doing? Now, the thing that, when I say that we're being polarized as a nation, I've talked to a lot of people, and you know that.
Yeah.
I talked to, you know, a lot of people on air, and our show is also heard around the world. I've got some beautiful listeners. Matter of fact, Maria Schulte just said hi to both of us. She's listening, you know,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and she's in Germany.
Yeah.
And I've got to share with you, this is happening around the world. Now, the only thing I can tell you is why the media tries to polarize us, when people who were more brilliant than anybody in the media today, including you and me,
mm-hmm.
like Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson said it so appropriately, because he said that, you know, if this country gets forced into mm-hmm. a revolution, he said, unfortunately, the tree of liberty must be nourished with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid that they're pushing right now for something that they don't want in the long run.
Well, follow the money, and it's very easy to do that by going out and doing some research. Again, just go out there and do your homework and look up, Google the Open Society Foundation, ladies and gentlemen. The chairman of the board of that organization is George Soros. Now, you can find out the organizations that he's got there under the Open Society Foundation. He's got about 14 or 15 different groups, and a lot of those groups are giving money to people like, oh gosh, Antifa. They've given money to the Black Lives Matter group and other groups, but the fact of the matter is there are other names involved in there, and one of the other names that stood out is a former presidential candidate by the name of Tom Steyer. Between George Soros and Tom Steyer, in the last 3 years, they've given $15 million.
Wow. Unbelievable. You know what? With what they're doing to us with this COVID-19 around the world, if this is an opinion only, and I might wind up getting in trouble for saying it, but you know, if Adolf Hitler were alive today, he would probably be saying, why didn't I think of this?
No, it is as radical as he was in his type of thinking. That's a good, distinct possibility. But the Hollywood elitists, whoever they happen to be, and they don't have their names listed, they just have down the amount of money when you go and you look it up. $10 million is what they gave. So there's $25 million of the $42 billion that they've gotten over the last 15 to 20 years ever since George Soros started this. Because George Soros, the founder and the chair of the Open Society Foundation, is giving some of his personal fortune money to fund the Open Society's Foundation work around the world. And, of course, one of the things that they are all about is they want to build vibrant and inclusive democracies whose governments are accountable to their citizens. That's socialism, my friend.
Oh, you better believe it. And I'll tell you, thank God, Matt, that you and I had as required reading in our high schools. We had William J. Leader with his famous book, A Nation of Sheep, and I'm afraid that's what we've become.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're running out of time here, so what I want to do is give you an opportunity to tell everybody how they can hear you.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah. Every month, I've got a couple shows right now. I've got, and I'm talking about me personally, but the America Matters Media is on 24 hours a day. Go to americamatters.us. americamatters.us, and you can hear our various shows. They're wonderful lineup, 43 different talk shows during the week, and on Mondays, I have one called America Matters with Eddie Floyd that's on 12 other radio stations and 17 television stations. It has been very, very good to our company and also good to myself and our guests. I've got to share with you, Matt, I really want to have you as one of my guests on one of the upcoming Mondays, because I think we could continue this on, and plus I'd love to see someone on television that looks about the same as I look.
You know? Yeah, all right, Eddie, I got to run. Here comes the music, but we'll talk to you again real soon. We'll get together and figure out when we're going to do this again. Thank you, Eddie.
Hey, thank you, and I invite you to the Wine in the Wind.
Thank you. All right, that's my buddy, Eddie Floyd. Haven't seen him in a while. Haven't talked to him in a while. It's always a pleasure. He's 34 years on the radio, and now he's branched out, as you just said there, and a good friend of mine out of Reno, Nevada, and the Wainema Ranch, too. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the U.S. and the world still not cleared from the coronavirus, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had this to say to protesters who are in close proximity to one another and still going out to protest.
If you were at a protest, go get a test, please. Wear a mask and tell people that you may have been exposed to COVID. If you were at one of those protests, I would assume that you were infected.
Cuomo spoke after New York City had woken from its third night under curfew, which saw dozens of arrests and clashes between police and protesters. The continued 8 p.m. curfew is aimed at containing violence and looting in the aftermath of Floyd's death. The governor said his officers have every right to enforce the law against those who are violating curfews. He said violence at the protests is down overall, but continues to admonish those who have attacked police as well as looters, saying they will be charged appropriately. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and this a portion of the program, this segment brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. That's G-E-I-C-O.com, the website. And go on over there and see what it might cost you and if you can save some money at Geico versus on the coverage you've got now. Because if you've got a car, if you've got a truck, if you're driving an RV, a motorhome, whatever, an ATV, a boat, whatever you got, whatever you use, okay? And they can also get you your homeowners and renters insurance, too. You can bundle that all together and get a much cheaper rate. So, Geico.com. Go over there and check them out. See what they can do to save you money. That's what they're all about. They saved me a bunch of money, and I've been with them now 14 years. So do that, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, joining us right now, our good friend Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we just had some really sharp, fantastic numbers come sailing out of the woodwork that nobody expected. All we were going to hear was, according to the mainstream media, was doom and gloom about the economy. Oh, there was going to be a 20% unemployment rate. There was going to be, oh, another 10 or 12 million or whatever the number was, some ridiculous number, going to apply for benefits, for unemployment benefits. Well, lo and behold, more jobs were created than people that filed for unemployment. So the trend started to reverse itself. And this number I'm looking at is a month old. It's from May.
Well,
One of the things, Captain, that we're seeing, I think, in this recovery, this post-COVID-19 recovery, is that everything was going very well just prior to the shutdown.
Sure.
And so the market didn't crash because of some other underlying problem that it was experiencing. It was, in fact, the COVID-19 shutdown. And so as businesses, you know, they've been raring to get back to being in business. And they're calling people back. Now, arguably, there's still going to be some rough road ahead, and as some of these industries may continue to suffer from having to be shut down for so long. But in the grand scheme, I think you're going to see businesses are going to want to be able to call their people back, and that's what we're seeing.
Well, a lot of them were able to do that because they had the, what they call the PPE money, and those are the ones that got the head start. And if everybody didn't get it, I'm sorry, you know, but there was a way to do it. And if you couldn't do it, if you weren't computer literate or if you didn't have somebody that could work with you to try to help you get it, well, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you, because anybody that's not able to do that, they usually call an expert and say, look, I need some help to fill out the paperwork and do whatever. And if you don't do it, you're too proud to do it, then you suffer the consequences. But experts predicted that America would lose 7.5 million jobs last month, and instead the country added 2.5 million. That's unbelievable. And the president, of course, came out and said we're starting an incredible period of growth, but the numbers are there. Now, we're seeing 1.2 million leisure and hospitality jobs. You knew that was going to come back, because once you opened the hotels, motels, the beaches, and the amusement parks, they were coming back. You also opened up another 464 construction jobs. Those were the jobs they were doing before this all started, so they had them to go back to because they were already funded and ready to go. Then there were 424,000 education and healthcare jobs because they opened up the doctor's offices and the labs and this, that, and the other. And, of course, they opened up some schools, so there you go. And then the retail jobs because they opened up the stores. 368,000 retail jobs came back, and 225,000 manufacturing jobs came back. And I can tell you right here, right now, the government offices are starting to open up again. The driver's license offices. Oh, by the way, the IRS, who've been working with a skeleton staff, just went back to 50% employment.
Well, exactly, and that date's coming up in July, of course, which was the postponed date for filing your taxes. But you know, Captain, the stock market also reacted quite well.
Sure.
On Friday, going up over 800 points, getting investors buoyed by all of this great news. In fact, even the stocks that were doing poorly during the shutdown are now, you know, they're taking another look at.
Yep.
And we're seeing some fluctuation in the so-called stay-at-home stock.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Now, Joe Biden got on the old television yesterday and did one of his little things. And listen to what he had to say. You talk about stepping into it. Here we go.
I call every American to ask themselves, ask them the following question. Is this who we are, what we're seeing now? Is this who we want to be? Is this what would pass on to our kids and our grandkids? You know, I'll do my job and take responsibility, but I won't blame others. I'll never forget that the job isn't about me, it's about you. Is that how we teach it our kids? I work not only to rebuild this nation, but to build it better, stronger, more inclusive, more resilient than it really was. Look, if elected, my view is that we'll have to address these issues straight on. And the words the president says matter. So when a president stands up and divides people all the time, you're going to get the worst of us to come out, the worst in us all to come out. The president constantly talks about equality without lecturing, talks about and has administration that looks like the country and the rest. It changes attitudes. And it's about the attitude of the country. Do we want our kids? Do we really think this is as good as we can be as a nation? I don't think the vast majority of people think that. There are probably anywhere from 10 to 15% of the people out there that are just not very good people.
Now, he just alienated 10 to 15% of those not very good people.
Yes, and honestly, a lot of that is, you know, sounding kind of like a pander bear, if you ask me. I just think that this is another kind of thing, and a lot of people are saying is this his deplorable moment, basically, just as Hillary Clinton had talked about the basket of deplorables.
Yeah, and he also alienated the police department by not coming out to support them and saying, well, there's a few bad apples, but the police do their job, and it's a tough job, and I wouldn't have to, you know, whatever, say something good to support the police. He didn't do it. He supported Black Lives Matter, and actually, without mentioning them by name, Antifa. So he just wound up and insulted and alienated every police officer in uniform across the country.
Yeah, and that's just not cool. But what this does do, Captain, is, of course, these campaign commercials, as I often say, they write themselves. This will be incorporated almost immediately into Trump campaign commercials, and people are going to say, yep. Joe Biden said that? Really?
And then I want you to listen to something that's unbelievable. Maxine Waters. Now, I'm going to call her the gift that keeps on giving because I'm beyond being mad and I'm beyond being upset with her. But she made a comment yesterday that should have her literally banned from ever holding office anywhere in the country and ever going anywhere near a church. Listen to this. Protesters are getting results that praying failed to achieve. That's what she said.
I know. It's not funny, but it is very, it's funny strange.
It's sick.
Yeah, and, you know.
And it tells you exactly how we feel about her.
Well, certainly, but to say something like that is just, I think, very, very out of touch. It's also insulting to people with seriously held religious beliefs, people of faith of this country, and I think it degrades the entire civil rights movement over the last 50 years.
And then you've got Ilhan Omar that said it's time to disband the Minneapolis Police Department. Now, she told everybody, the reason that she came to the United States and was so desperate to get here and married her brother to get here, I might add, the reason she did that was because of the unruliness and no police and no law enforcement and people were just being slaughtered all around her where she came from.
Yeah, but now this is much more of a political thing for her and she's jumping on a bandwagon.
Well, how do you disavow yourself of what you said before? When now suddenly you've changed your mind and gone 180. Well, how do you do that?
Oh, simple. It's just that's
the Democrat way?
Well, exactly right. She's just doing what needs to be done right now in order to exacerbate essentially the idea of anarchy in this country. She's aligning herself with people who would rather just have everything get torn down. I mean, how ridiculous is it to say we don't need law enforcement in this country? We need to disband the police tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just so
speaking of tomorrow, which is actually today where I'm at, Saturday. What's going to take place in Washington, D.C. today?
What is that?
A protest. A big protest that could be as many as a million people on the streets of Washington, D.C., and the mayor of Washington, D.C., just demanded all the regular military leave the city.
Well, sure. And again, this is all part and parcel of how you create this this sort of tone and the sort of vibe that, you know, hey, you know, we're so anti-police, we're so anti bringing order to something that could get out of hand you know, look how cool we are. But they're not cool. Mm-hmm. They're actually working against the very principles
of
our nation.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren and Professor Paul. He's going to take a look at the highways and byways out there and talk about Cristobal, our tropical storm, which is bearing down on New Orleans. And lots of rain coming your way. The wind, it'll be an average-type tropical storm. I don't think it's going to be much more than 60, 65 miles an hour. But I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The weekend edition of Captain America Third Watch.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking
packing plants are closing, mile long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Okay, now it's time for our military. Yeah, it's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. I'm getting ahead of myself here. And it's brought to you by your pilot in Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. See a pilot, Flying J, pull on into it. Tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. You get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Alrighty, here we go.
We'll be right back.
right there. Walk this way. We'll get back to that here in a minute here after we get done. I'm going to close out the hour with that one. But I'll tell you what, I was dancing around the table here. All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Yeah, you wanted to be around to see that one, right?
Right.
No, I mean, that if that doesn't get you moving at this time of the morning, ain't nothing going to do it, right?
No kidding. Yeah.
All right, well, here we go, folks. Tropical storm Cristobal will move over the central Gulf of Mexico today and be near the northern Gulf of Mexico on Sunday. Warnings have been issued for life-threatening storm surge closer to the Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana and East Texas coastline. And tropical force winds are out 240 miles. That means 39-mile-an-hour gusts can be felt 240 miles out from the center. Now, heavy rain and high surf and rip currents are expected, and there's an enhanced risk for severe thunderstorms across parts of the northern plains Saturday and Sunday. And by the way, when a tropical storm comes in, there's always a threat of tornadoes. And we have got some tornado watches that are starting to pop up right now in Louisiana. And we're looking at right now, Kyle, what could be a New Orleans being pretty much where it's going to go. However, it looks like anywhere from, depending on where the center of the storm is, it looks like anywhere from Mobile, Alabama, over to Alexandria, Louisiana would be about where this thing would come ashore.
Yes, exactly. And as always, there is that, you know, cone of uncertainty having to do with these kinds of storms.
Yeah.
But, yes, the general consensus is that's where it's going to come ashore.
Yep.
Now, the track may change a little bit when it does because there is an area of high pressure over the southern U.S., so that could make it vary once it comes ashore.
Well, we'll worry about it when we worry about it. But right now, you know, a lot of people are concerned, and the people that should be concerned would be the western, and particularly up around Big Bend in Florida, and then the panhandle of Florida. They should be more concerned, say, than where I'm at here in Tampa. We'll get rain. We'll get a little wind. We might get a little storm surge, but nothing like what they're going to get closer to the storm. And the big threat with these storms is always water, because it pushes the water where it goes because of the height of the elevation of the land. And if you got a 6-foot surge, let's say, and your elevation is 3 foot, then obviously you're going to have water 3 foot higher than the land. Now, we have got, and I'm going to mention this before I put you out there on the West Coast, we have got fog tonight up in the northeastern corner of Kentucky. Hello to my friends up there in the great Commonwealth of Kentucky. We've got some fog in the southwestern corner of Ohio and the southern part of Indiana and the southeast corner of Illinois. We've also got some heat warnings. For eastern Kansas and eastern Oklahoma, where the temperatures could reach 100 degrees today. Now, the Metroplex of Dallas, we got a fog warning down in there right now. We've got some dense fog around Dallas as we speak. Also, up in Iowa, the middle of Iowa tonight, we do have some winds up in there and possible for development of some thunderstorms up in there. And then, before I get out there to you, Kyle, New Mexico, we've got wind to the east of New Mexico. We've got fire threat warnings the west part of New Mexico, including El Paso, Texas, and up in Colorado. We've got wind warnings off to the east of Colorado. We've got rain up in the northeastern corner of Colorado going towards Nebraska. And to the west of Denver, we've got rain up over the top of the rocks into the eastern part of Utah, and some scattered showers around Denver as we speak. Now, what's going on out there in Nevada and California? You got weather out there.
Well, that's right, Captain, and of course the word of the day seems to be windy, because we also have some wind advisories both out in the Mojave Desert area.
What, Santa Ana's?
They're not quite Santa Ana's, as we understand, but there are some windy conditions. Also out in the Inland Empire, in the Indio area, we've got that. And also a little bit there in Northern California, lake wind advisory up by Lake Tahoe, and in the Reno area where Eddie Floyd is.
All righty. And up in Montana, the northeastern corner of Montana tonight, we do have some windy conditions up there. And it looks like as if We may have some developing weather in Idaho to the west of Boise, possibility of some storms possibly developing up in there. Now, the big thing, of course, folks, is keeping your eyes, especially my listeners that are listening to me tonight in New Orleans and Slidell, my affiliate over there. Heed the warnings. Heed the warnings, whatever they tell you, because part of New Orleans, as we know, is below sea level, and Slidell always gets flooded because it doesn't take much to get the rain in there and the water. And we're talking about, Kyle, we are talking about a lot of water coming that way.
Absolutely, Captain. In Mexico, where the storm was churning over land for a little while, I saw reports of 24 inches of rain in some places. So, yes, this is going to be a major, major rainmaker. Even if the winds aren't up to speed in terms of hurricane force, it's a lot of water, as you say.
Yep, and a storm surge warning is in effect for the mouth of the Mississippi River to Ocean Springs, Mississippi, to Lake Barn. Also, a storm surge watch is in effect for Indian Pass to Arapahoe, Florida, and east of Morgan City, Louisiana, to the south mouth of the Mississippi River. A tropical storm warning is in effect for east of Morgan City, Louisiana, to the Okaloosa-Walton County, Florida line. That's up in the Panhandle, Lake Pontchartrain, and Lake Maripas as well. Tropical storm watch is in effect for Intercoastal City, Louisiana, to Morgan City. And that's what we're looking at right now. I'm going to go down a little bit further and look at the discussion, and it's talking about it's talking about the winds out 240 miles. The tropical force winds with occasional gusts around 39, 40 miles an hour is going to strengthen over the next 24 hours before it gets to land. Now, the question is, how strong is it going to be? They're looking at what I'm looking at here is telling me about 60 miles an hour, and that's about it.
Yes, exactly.
And that's enough. We don't need any more.
That's good.
So, everybody, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J nearest to you. Truck on in there right now and tell them the captain sent you, the Captain's America Third Watch, because some of these truck stops you go into, you're going to hear them actually playing the program. So that's a pretty good deal for you. And we will be right back, because I'm going to bring up Aerosmith again to take us out here. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news with Kyle Warner, professor of politics.
Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.